Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samech Dalet, and we are about 8 lines from the bottom of daf Samech Gimel Amud Beis, continuing along in Sugyas of Yayin Nesach. So today's daf is actually a very geshmaka daf, and it's really made up of 3 ibayas, so 3 shailas that were asked and discussed amongst the Amiram, all related to the halacha of Yayin Nesach, says the Gemara. Yosef Rab Nachman v'ula v'ambim bar papi v'yosef Rab Chiya bar Ami Gabayu. So there were 4 Amiram that were sitting together. Rab Nachman ula avimi bar papi and Rab Chiya bar Ami v'yosef v'kami boyu. And they declared the following shayla. Sachar lishbar b'yayin esach ma'u. The Mishnah said, asaychar sapoyol, if somebody hires a worker, lasi sima b'yayin esach, to do work with yayin esach, schara yasser. So he's not allowed to benefit from the money that he gets paid for doing the work that he did. It's somehow related to the Isser Hanah of Yayin Esech. The Shaila was, what if the job he was hired to do with the Yayin Esech was to get rid of it? He was hired to take bottles of Yayin Esech and destroy them. Maybe it went bad, but for whatever reason, the owner wants to destroy the Yayin Esech. And this Yid now took a job, he's getting paid to destroy it. Is it okay or is it not okay? Could he benefit from the money, or could he not benefit from the money? What's the shaila? Mi amrina, do we say, given the rights of b'kiyumai aser, being that he wants the wine to exist, it's for that reason going to create issues, oidoma, or kol ma'utei tifla shaper dami, being that at the end of the day, he's being hired to destroy the Yayin Esach, it's actually going to be okay. What's the shaila? So the background is really a Gemara that we learned together, daf nun dalet amud beis, where the Gemara discusses the extent to which the Chachamim, and maybe even the Torah, went to distance us from Avodah Zarah. A Yid has an obligation to get rid of Avodah Zarah. A Yid certainly can't do something to be Mekayim Avodah Zarah. A Yid can't even want Avodah Zarah to have a Kiyum. If someone's Reitzah in his mind, we're going to see soon, it creates real halachic ramifications. So if a Yid is walking around and he's saying, you know, I really hope that Avodah Zarah sticks around for a little while, that's already a problem. Slap on the wrist. What he just did was that. He didn't even do anything. He just thought. He had a hearer. He had a machshava zara. He's right. It doesn't matter. That's enough to create issues. So the Gemara, or the Amiram, that was sitting around, they had a good chap. This Yid that's being hired to destroy Avodah Zarah sounds like a wonderful thing. Yes or no? Because being that he's getting paid to get rid of the Yayin Esach, he wants the Yayin Esach to stick around for a while. Because what would happen if the Yayin Esach would somehow go bad on its own? Now, he's no longer going to be needed to destroy the Yayin Esach. He's not going to get paid. So he's right to be kiyumai. That's if you look at it on a micro level. Now, if you look at it from a macro level, he's getting paid to get rid of it, which is a good thing. But then again, being that he's getting paid to get rid of it, he needs it to be around in order for him to be able to get rid of it. So do we deem him a Reitza B'Kiyumai, and as a result, Scharai Aser? Because as we're going to see soon, if somebody is Reitza B'Kiyumai, that in and of itself creates real issues in terms of Yisurei Hana, or maybe no, being at the end of the day, his kavan is Lamutei Tiflet, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, there were 4 Amiram sitting around, Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the one, he was the Reish HaMadabrim, he paskin, he said, Yishbar, you should break it, the Tavayol of Bracha. So the Gemara, Leima Misayei Alei, Luchuri can bring a Raya, and not a Raya from Luchas Avodah Zarah, but this is another example of Mimerchak Tavi Lachmas. And yesterday's daf, we were learning Shvias, and we brought a Raya from Esnan, so now we start the daf learning about Avodah Zarah, and we're going to bring a raya from Kilayim. The halacha is, Ein oichim im oivik yichavim b'kilayim. A Yid is not allowed to plant Kilayim. Not just that, he's not allowed to do anything that's going to enhance the growth of the Kilayim. And the halacha is that even if the field that the Yid is working belongs to a guy, still Ein oichim, you're not allowed to hoe, you're not allowed to do things around the field that are going to cause the Kilayim to grow a little bit better. Aval oichim imai. However, you are allowed to do work in a guy's field with Kilayim if you're getting paid to uproot the Kilayim. And the reason is, because you get rid of it. Getting rid of it is a good thing. So even though you're working in a field of Kilayim, but being that your Kavana, the end game is to eliminated. So that's actually okay. So the Gemara Savrua, how many Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara thinks there's no reason to assume that this Braisa can't go according to Rabbi Akiva. The Admar who holds, I'm a kind of Kalayim Loiker. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that not only is it Osir to be Zerea Kalayim, it's even Osir to be Mekayim Kalayim. You can't even do something to enhance Kalayim. And if you do, you're over an Isidai Raisa, you get Malkus. We had Cheetahs Rabbi Akiva, if it sounds familiar, and the end of Masach is Malkus. Tanya Lundin Braisa, Hamanachish, if somebody weeds a field of Kalayim, Hamachapur, if somebody covers the seeds of Kalayim with dirt, Loike gets Malkus. Rabbi Kiva says, Afa Mekayim. Even if you're only Mekayim it, you build a fence around it to make sure that nobody's going to be able to get near it and trespass. Even that constitutes an Isser Kalayim. My time is Rabbi Akiva. Why did Rabbi Akiva Darsh? Meaning, how does he know that? Sodchale Sizra Kalayim. Because if you look in the Pasuk says as follows. Eschukoisai Tishmoiru, Behem Techale Sabia Kalayim, Sodchale Sizra Kalayim, Uvegid Kalayim, Shatnes Layal Olecha. So the Torah is describing the three forms of Kalayim. You have Kalayim, you're not allowed to breed two different types of animals. Sodchale Sizra Kalayim, that's this topic. And then, of course, you have Kalayim of a Beged, what we know as Shatnes. Now, it says Sodchale Sizra, which would seem to suggest that the only thing you're not allowed to do is bizereya. But Rabbi Akiva Darshan, he took the word kalayim from behem techolei sarbia kalayim and he pushed it forward. Move the commas a little bit. Next to sodcha loy sizra kalayim. So essentially what you have is kalayim sodcha loy. There can't be kalayim in your sada, even if it's not sizra, but kalayim sodcha loy. That's Rabbi Akiva's makar, that a makayim kalayim is loika. What's the bottom line? If this brice of ein oikrim imo if they kachav mekalayim, aval oikrim imo, that you're allowed to work with the guy to be oikr kalayim is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Akiva holds that a mekayim kalayim is loika. So if a mekayim kalayim is loika, luchuri, you're not allowed to be roitza b'kiyum eshal kalayim. So just like there's a halach of roitza b'kiyum eshal avay dezara, there's also a halach according to Rabbi Akiva of being Mekayim Kalayim or of being a Reitze B'Kiyum Eshal Kalayim. And still, you're allowed to be Oiker. Why are you allowed to be Oiker? Why am I allowed to take a job to work for a guy to get rid of his Kalayim? Doesn't that make me a Reitze B'Kiyum? I need the client to be around. Because if the Kalayim's not going to be around, then I'm not going to get paid. Elamai, what do you have to say? Lumute Tiflashari. So you see, being that I'm, the end of the day, we don't look at it on a micro level. We look at it on a macro. We look at the big picture. I hear, if you want to look at it from a very specific perspective, you could say, yeah, I'm a right to the kiyumai. But look at the big picture. I'm doing a lamute tifla. So from Rabbi Akiva's halach of kalayim, shouldn't you know this? The Gemara says, no, hamani rabbonani. That would all be true if you knew that this braisa that says, oikrin imoi, kidei lamute tifla, was going according to the Rabbana, Rabbi Akiva. But who said it's going according to Rabbi Akiva? Maybe it's going according to the Rabbanan, and if it's going according to Rabbanim, there is no Allah of Mekayim Kalayim. Memela, there's certainly no Allah of Reitze B'Kiyum Eshal Kalayim. So you have no raya that where it's Lamutei Tifla, you're allowed to be Reitze B'Kalayim. But the Gemara says, Rabbanan, just a technical question. My ear, you're Oikrin. I feel like Kiyum and Shapir Dami. It sounds like the only thing you're allowed to do is be Oikr. According to the Rabbanan, you can even do more than that. You can even be Mekayim. You're always allowed to be Mekayim Kalayim. Even in a Yitz field, you're allowed to be Mekayim Kalayim. It sounds like the only thing you could do is be Oiker. It's not true. You could even be Mekayim. Elamai, it sounds like it is going according to Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara says, the Hachav Mayaskinon, Kigoyin de Ka'ovid Bechinam. Really, you could be Mekayim Kalayim. Because the price is not going according to Rabbi Akiva, the price is going according to the Rabbanan. If that's the case, why did it say Oikrin? To tell me a Bazunder Echidish. What's this chiddush that you're allowed to be oiker kalayim and you can even do it for free? For Rabbi Yehudi, and the chiddush is according to Rabbi Yehudi, that we learn from Lois Sachanim. Remember, we had three drushes that we learned from Lois Sachanim. So one of the three drushes that we learned from Lois Sachanim earlier in the Masechta was that you're not allowed to give a guy a matnas chinam. So technically, it should be usher to be oiker bechinam. Stating that, being that you're being oiker, you're doing it lama'utei tifla, so you're right. If the Braisa was telling me the biggest chiddush in Hilchas Kalayim, the Braisa would have said you could even be Mekayim, the guys filled with Kalayim, because we're not going according to Rabbi Akiva that a Mekayim the Kalayim is loiker. But we're not coming to teach me the biggest chiddush in Hilchas Kalayim. Coming to teach me the biggest chiddush in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. We're learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah now. And in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the biggest chiddush is that you're allowed to work for a guy for free in his field if what you're doing is being Mekayim tifla. Why is that a chiddush? Because ordinarily we learn from Leis Chanim that you're not allowed to give a matnas chinim. Over here, there's not going to be a problem with matnas chinim. But the Gemara says Gishmak. Mid Rabbi Yehuda Nishmal Rabbi Akiva. Even if the price is going according to Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Akiva, the Makan Kalayim is like. And why did Mishnah say Oikrim? It should have said Kalayim. The reason it said Oikrim is because the Chiddush is, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no problem of Leisachonim. But at the end of the day, I still think we ended up in the same place as the Gemara. I think we were pushing our Shiloh. Because Lav, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, also leading the Matnas Chinam. Rabbi Yehuda, she is not allowed to go in Matnas Chinam. But if it comes in Mutay Tifl, you're allowed to. So then it makes sense, Rabbi Akiva Nami. And it therefore would reason to say as well that even though Reitz Bekiyumish Alavei Dezara is going to be Aser, but Limu'utei Tiflo is going to be Shari. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says whether the Braisa in Kalayim is going according to Rabbi Akiva, and you see that Hagam Mekayim Bekalayim is like still Limu'utei Tiflo Shari, or whether the Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds you're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam to a guy, but Limu'utei Tiflo Shari. You see this concept of Limu'utei Tiflo Shari. It overrides Mekayim Bekalayim. It overrides Loisachonim. You're not allowed to give a Matnas Chinam. The Churit should also override a Reitz Bekiyuma, and says the Gemara, Vesu Loimidi. There's nothing more to say on this topic. That ends this conversation. So the first shaila that the Amiram were discussing was Sachre Lishbar B'Yayin Esech. Now, is he allowed to have Ana? Is it okay? Do you say he's a Reitz B'Kiyuma in Mimela? You can't do it, and he can't benefit from it. We're creating real issues. Oydomano, being that it's Lamutei Tifl, it's going to be okay. And the Gemara seemed to resolve it. Vesu Loimidi. There's literally nothing else to discuss. That's why we're going to go weiter. And that is that it's okay. So they were sitting and they continued clearing shailas regarding Avodah Zarah. And the shaila they cleared was as follows. So we saw right in the beginning of the parak that the halach is, if somebody sells Avodah Zarah, being that Avodah Zarah itself is asar, the Isser Hana of the Avodah Zarah transfers to the money that you got in lieu, in exchange for the Avodah Zarah that you sold. That's in contrast to Orlo and Kiliyah Kerem, for example, where if you sell Orlo and Kiliyah Kerem, you can take the money and be Mekadosh and Isha. But as it relates to Avodah Zarah itself, the Isser Hana of the Avodah Zarah transfers over to the money itself. The Shaila that the Amiram were clearing was, is that only if a Yid sells Avodah Zarah? What would be if a guy sells Avodah Zarah? If a guy sells Avodah Zarah, his money now that he got in exchange for the Avodah Zarah that he sold, is that also going to be Aser Bano? Or is that not be Aser Bano? Dmei Avodah Keichavim, Biyad Oved Keichavim Ma. Mi Teifeses Domeh Biyad Oved Keichavim Ma. Amalu Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, Mestabro, Dmei Avodah Keichavim, Biyad Oved Keichavim Mutar. He says, I don't have a Braisa, I don't have a Mishnah, I don't have a Teisefta, but it's Mestabro, and I'm going to deduce it from the following story. There were people that came to Rabbi Baravua, and he told them, Zilus vinu kol ma de islachu vesu isgairu. So these people that came to Rabbi Baravua were non-Jews, and they wanted to convert. So they come to Rabbi Baravua, and they want to go through a geirus process. So Rabbi Baravua tells them that before you consummate the geirus, I'm giving you an idea, sell your avodah zarah. Because once you're a yid, it's going to create issues. So just get rid of your avodah. Obviously, you're denouncing your avodah zarah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be coming to be Magar. So do it now. So it's the Rav Nachman, my time. Why did Rav Nachman feel that it was better to sell the avodah zarah when they were Goyen rather than do it after they were Magar? Who cares when they sell the avodah zarah? Zok to Gemara. Presumably, Mishum the Kosava, the Me'avitz, Kavi Yavitz, Kavi Mutar. Because if they're going to be Magar and sell the avodah zarah, now that Yidin, a Yid that sells his avodah zarah, the money that he gets is Aser Bahana. So he won't be able to benefit from the money. But a guy that sells his avodah zarah, he could benefit from the money. So Rav Nachman said, it's not a braisa, but I think from this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya with Rabbi Baravua, I think we can prove that if a guy sells his avodah zarah, it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, I don't think it's a right. Vidul Mashani Hassan, maybe he had a whole different kivun. The kivun de daiti ligiyure vadei batla. He was coming from a whole different patent. He felt that by them selling their avodah zarah, the selling of the Avodah Zarah is going to constitute bittul. So they're being mevatel the Avodah Zarah. Being that they're being mevatel the Avodah Zarah, then memela, there weren't going to be issues anymore. A goy can be mevatel as Avodah Zarah. A yid cannot be mevatel as Avodah Zarah. So therefore he felt, do it as a goy. Because when a goy sells his Avodah Zarah, maybe given certain parameters, it can constitute bittul. And he felt that there would be a bittul if they did it when there was a guy. It's the same bittul when he's a yid. True, but a yid can't be mevatel avodah zarah. That's these halachas. So a yid cannot be mevatel avodah zarah. A guy could be mevatel avodah zarah. That's where he was coming from. But if a guy would sell his avodah zarah and he wasn't being mevatel as avodah zarah, he wasn't doing it because his das is to be magayer, he's doing it because he's just trying to raise some money, and as a result, he's selling his Avodah Zarah. Over there, could be the money would be Aser B'Hanah, just like if a Yid sells his Avodah Zarah, the money would be Aser B'Hanah as well. So either way, we have a Shaila over here. The Shaila is, a Yid that sells his Avodah Zarah, the Iser Hanah of the Avodah Zarah is Toifes Es Damel. The money now takes on that Iser. What about a guy? So the Gemara says, Alameyach, L'chura, let's bring a Raya from the following Braisa. This too is a Taisefti. There was a Yid who had loaned money to a guy. And he went to the guy and he says, you owe me money. So the guy, in order to pay his debt, sold his Avodah Zarah, took the money, and he gave it to the Yid. Or, he sold his Yayin Nesach, and he gave it to a Yid. So the Allah is mutter, the Yid's a lot of benefit. And even though it came through the sale of Avodah Zarah, it came through the sale of Yayin Nesach, it's not a problem. But what if the guy tells the Yid, I have the money for you, wait, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sell my Avodah Zarah, and then I'm going to bring it to you. Or, wait, I'm going to sell my Yayin Nesach, and then I'm going to give it to you. Then the halach is, it's going to be Aser. What's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? Again, what happened? A Yid loaned the guy money, he comes to get paid. In one case, in the Reisha, the guy doesn't discuss exactly where he's getting the money from with the Yid. He just, on his own, goes, he sells his Avodah Zarah, he sells his Yayin Nesach, raises a few shekels, and he gives it to the Yid. That's mutter. There's no problems. In the Sefer, the guy is talking a little too much. He tells the Yid, listen, I have Avodah Zarah, I'm going to sell it, I have Yayin Nesach, I'm going to sell it. Now ready, it's awesome. Zok, the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer, I'm Rav Sheisha, Sefer, I'm Shumna Havdaki, right? It's a Biki Yumai. The reason in the Sefer it's Aser is because once the guy tells the Yid that I'm going to give you the money by selling my Avodah Zarah, by selling my Yayin Nesach, at that moment the Yid now has a horse in this race. He suddenly has a vested interest in this Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach, sticking around. He's a Reitzah B'Kiyumah, because what happens if the Avodah Zarah, something happens to it, or something happens to the Yayin Nesach, he has no way of getting paid. So he was a Reitzah B'Kiyumah. If you're a Reitzah B'Kiyumah of Avodah Zarah, or even of Yayin Nesach, you now can't benefit from the Avodah Zarah. You now can't benefit from the Yayin Nesach. As a result, in the Seif, it's going to be a problem. In the Reisha, however, it's going to be okay. Now, why is it going to be okay in the Reisha? Because he was never a Reitzah B'Kiyumah. The problem is, when the guy sold his Avodah Zarah, why didn't the money become Aser? Why wasn't the money Toifes Es Es Damel? So the Gemara says, Elameyat, this must be a Raya. That it's Dafka Yid that sells his Avodah Zarah that it creates issues. But when a guy sells his Avodah Zarah, it doesn't create issues. Again, because if when a guy sells his Avodah Zarah, the money becomes Aser, then this whole price is dead on arrival. Then there's no way to make even the ratio work. What's the ratio? Yid loan money to a guy. A guy doesn't have money. He sells his Avodah Zarah. And he takes the money that he got for selling his Avodah Zarah, and he gives it to a Yid. That money is Aser B'Hanah, just like the Avodah Zarah was Aser B'Hanah. Elamai, it's only when a Yid sells his Avodah Zarah it's a problem. When a guy sells his Avodah Zarah, it's not going to be a problem. So regardless, L'chura, we have a checkmate Raya from the Reisha to Braisa. We also have an interesting Braisa, a Reisha and a Seifa. In the Reisha, being that there was no Reitzah B'Kiyumah, everything was okay. In the Seifa, being that he was a Reitzah B'Kiyumah, because the guy told the Yid he's going to sell the Avodah Zarah, the Yayin Nesach, that's how he's going to pay him up, it's going to be Aser. But the Gemara says, Reitzah B'Kiyumah, Chai Gavna Miyaser, is that type of Reitzah B'Kiyumah an issue? Meaning, I understand there's something called Reitzah B'Kiyumah, but this is considered a Reitzah B'Kiyumah. Now, what's unique about this Reitzah B'Kiyumah that there's even a Havamin in the Gemara that it shouldn't be considered Reitzah B'Kiyumah? So, Rashi doesn't explain, but the Rishonim seem to say, maybe because he didn't do a Maisa. Maybe Reitzah B'Kiyumah has to involve some act of some sort. But over here, he just has this Machshava Zara that it'd be nice if this Avodah Zara hung around for a little longer until this deal closes so that I can get paid. Is that to consider Reitzah B'Kiyumah? Who said not? But nan, we learned in a Mishnah Mesechtes Demai, with our thing, Ger V'Ovi Kechavim, She Yarshu Aviem. A guy died. He left over two sons. One was a guy. The other one had converted. He was a Ger Tzedek. He was a Yid. So the Ger and the Ovi Kechavim are both Yarshining their father. So the halacha is, Ger Yochel Oymar, the Ger is allowed to turn to his brother, the guy, and tell him, Tul at Avodah Kechavim, you take the Avodah Zarah, Vani Mois, and I'll take the money. Tul at the Yayin Esech, you take the Yayin Esech, Vani Peros, and I'm going to take the Peros. The Yid doesn't want the Avodah Zarah, the Yid doesn't want the Yayin Esech, the guy has no issues with it. So he's allowed to make that type of chalukah, even though he's somehow indirectly benefiting from the Avodah Zarah and the Yayin Esech, because his brother took the Avodah Zarah, he ends up getting
equal value something else, doesn't matter. It's okay. But if the ger already got it, it was in his reshus, he has the avodah zara. Now he can't give it back. At this point, it's already going to be aser. But what's the problem? The problem is, even in the resha, where the yid, the ger, never took possession of the avodah zara, the yayin esach, but he's a reitzah b'kiyumo, tainas the Gemara, because he wants it to be around. Because if something happens to the yayin esach and the avodah zara, now it's going to affect the entire estate. He's not going to get his chelik either. So he's a reitzah b'kiyumo, and still it's mutter. I thought you're not allowed to benefit when you're reitzah b'kiyumo. The teretz must be, because he didn't do a maisa. So frek the Gemara, what's the difference between the ger v'oyv kechav and sheyarshu as aviyem, and the Yisrael shayin noisha b'oyv in that case, where the person's taking avodah zara and the yayin could be, he's not a reitzah b'kiyumai. And the reason he's not a reitzah b'kiyumai is because with the value of the estate will be equal whether or not it is whole or whether or not something happens to it. Why are you assuming he's a reitzah b'kiyumai? You're assuming that if something happened to avodah zara, so now it's not going to have any value. So the yid is going to lose. The ger is going to lose. Thus, he's obviously right to the kiyumai. No, we're talking about where it's something that even if it breaks, it's going to have value. His father died. He left over gold, silver. See, even though they were kalim, but when the kalim break, you know, shivrei zahav is still worth a lot of money. But the Gemara says, teinach avodas kechavim, yayin nesach mayikulamim. How are you going to answer by yayin nesach? L'chura, the Braisa said, it's a Mishnah, Yayin Esach as well. L'chur, if the Yayin Esach breaks, so now where's the value going to be? So the Gemara says, Becheres Hadaryoni. It could be we're talking about not real Yayin Esach, but Cheres Hadaryoni. That's the earthenware kalim that the troops of Hadrian's army, remember, Mishnah Daf Chav Tes on the base, they used to take with them that patent where they would take the cheres and they would soak it in water, and the wine that came out was so much better than the kosher wine, right? So the cheres hadaryoni is the yayin esach, because it's a din of yayin esach, because it's eingezapt with yayin esach. But at the same time, if the cheres hadaryoni breaks, it doesn't affect anything. The value is still there. But the Gemara says, you still write to Bekum. Well, write to Bekum, shloye gnoivu, v'shloye avdu. I hear. So you don't care if it breaks, but you care if it got lost, you'd care if it got stolen. Ella, you're right, says the Gemara. L'chur, it's a good kasha. In the case of the ger and the kechav, that they're both yarshining together from their father, the guy. L'chura, the ger is a reitzah b'kiyumai of the avodah zara and the yayin esach. How could the Mishnah say that the ger can tell the guy, you take the avodah zara, the yayin esach, I'll take something else. At that moment, I'm a reitzah b'kiyumai. Elamai, what do you see from there? Reitzah b'kiyumai, where there's no mice at all, is okay. The problem is, how does the shnim with that b'raisra? Where the guy tells the yid, let me sell off my yayin esach, my avodah zara, and then I'll pay your debt. It's a problem because reitzah b'kiyumai. We have a stira. If someone's writes a pekume without a maisa, is it a problem? Is it not a problem? Elam Rapapa. Rapapa said, really, writes a pekume without a maisa is a problem. I, this ger, Yerushas Ager, Kahari, asking me a kasha from a ger that Yarshin Shani Yerushas Ager, Dakilu Barabanon. The Rabbanon were very makel when it comes to Yerushas Ager. Gzeir Hashem Meyachzer Lekilkuloi. And this is based on the idea that really, Midoy Raisa, a ger shouldn't even Yarshin his father. Midoy Raisa, a ger shouldn't Yarshin his father. Why not? He's really has no, he has a father, doesn't have a brother. He is Ben Avram now at this point. He doesn't have a father. So really has no Schusei Yerusha. Elamai, the Chachamim gave it to him because they were afraid that if his father's going to die, he's going to leave over Yerusha and he's going to find out that he's not getting this Yerusha because he's a guy. Shema Yachzer L'Kakula. It may cause him to reverse and go back to his very bad ways. Chachamim imposed certain halachas regarding a ger. He's not even supposed to hang out too much with his family. Shema Yachzer L'Kilkuloi. There's certain halachas of harchakas that he has to keep. So Shema Yachzer L'Kilkuloi, we were worried of not giving him a Yerusha. But the bottom line is, it's only a din derabbanon. Anyways, his whole Yerusha in the first place, and there's certain kulas that the Rabbanon made when it came to Yerusha Zagar. So they said that even though ordinarily Reitza B'Kiyumai without a Maisa is an issue, over here we're going to let it slip. Tanya Nami Hochi B'Medvar Mamurusha Yerusha Mufurusha Raya, that you see it's that this really should be an issue, but it's a Bazundara Kulo because we're dealing with Yerusha Zagar, because the Braisa says this halach is only true by Yerusha Avon Neshtatu, if they were business partners, and you took the same exact case of the Gerva Oivik and you converted it from a case of Yerusha to a business setting, this would be major issues. Why? Because you're right to the Kiyumai. So the second Shiloh was a guy who sells Avodah Zarah. Does the money become Asabana? Is it Taifesa says Tamel? A Yid sells Avodah Zarah. Does it become Asabana? What about a guy? So that was the Shiloh, right? here, where the Gemara seemed to bring a raya from the ratio of a Tosefta, in the 8th parak of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, that it's not going to be an issue, it's actually going to be mutar. Then they declared a third shayla, a real geshmaka shayla, a shayla that segues into an enormous amount of raid that we'll get to tomorrow. So another halacha revacha in the Masechtas Avodah Zarah is a guy can be mevatel avodah zarah. His avodah zarah, his neighbor's avodah zarah. A yid cannot be mevatel avodah zarah. The question is, what about a ger toishav? So what's a ger toishav? We'll see in a moment. A ger toishav is a guy, but he's a chashev a guy. He's a derhoiben a guy. So the question is, this ger toishav, could he be mevatel avodah zarah, or could he not be mevatel avodah zarah? The polach mevatel, loy polach loy mevatel. Do we say that the reason a guy can be mevatel avodah zarah is because he worships avodah zarah? So a guy that worships avodah zarah can be mevatel avodah zarah. A ger toishav who doesn't worship avodah zarah can't be mevatel zarah. I don't call the bar mina mevatel. Oh no, maybe a shegetz is a shegetz. And at the end of the day, a ger toishav is a guy. It has nothing to do with the fact that he's an oved avodah zarah. I bar mina you. At the end of the day, he's a guy. I'm the Reb Nachman Mistabro to me. Makes sense. The polach mevatel, the loy polach loy mevatel. Someone that worships the Vaydazar can be mevatel Vaydazar. Someone that doesn't worship the Vaydazar can amesve. Yisrael shemats avidus kechavim b'shok. A yid that finds the Vaydazar in the shok actually basal yadai until he picks it up. Emelavi kechavim. He can go to a guy umevatel and tell the guy to be mevatel. Mishal basal yadai. Once he picks up the Vaydazar, ain't emelavi kechavim mevatel. At that point, he can't be mevatel. That's this halacha that a yid can't be mevatel Vaydazar. The reason is because the kechavim said oivik kechavim mevatel avidus kechavim shaloi v'shal chaver. A guy can be mevatel. His own avodah zarah and his chavis avodah zarah. Bein oivda, whether he serves the avodah zarah, ubein she'ein oivda, whether he does not serve the avodah zarah. Zok the gemara, my oivda umay she'ein oivda. So the brayser said a goy could be mevatel avodah kechavim. Listen carefully. Sheloi v'shal chaveroi, bein oivda bein she'ein oivda. So whether it's his or his friends, whether he's oivda ein oivda, either way, any one of those four permutations, a guy could still be mevatel avodah zarah. Zok the Gemara, what's the definition? How do you define oivdav she'inov? Doesn't mean that whether it's his or whether it's somebody else's, haynu shalei v'shal chaver. That's what shalei v'shal chaver means. So obviously that's not what bein oivdav bein she'in oivdav means. Elolav, oivdav means oivet kechav. Umay she'in oivdav ger toisha. Doesn't the definition of oivdav and oivdav mean referring to the mevatel? Whether the mevatel is oivda, he's an oivet avodah zarah, or whether he's an einoy oivda, he's not an oivet avodah zarah, such as a ger toishav. And still you see that a guy who is not oivet avodah zarah has a koyach to be mevatel avodah zarah. Meaning the Gemara is tainig, isn't it a mefurish braisa? The braisa says oivet kechavim mevatel avodah kechavim shaloi v'shal chaver, whether it's his or not his, bein oivda, whether he's an oivet avodah zarah, bein she'ein oivda. So it's a mefurish braisa that even if he's an ein oivda, he can mevatel avodah zarah. Shema mino ger toishav nami mevatel. The Gemara says loy lemei melocha idiv idiv oivet kechavim. Really, I'll tell you, we're talking about a real guy, a guy that's oivet avodah zarah. Ooh, the kamer tainu shaloi v'shal chaver. I'll tell you the way you understand the braisa. Reisha zev zela par zev zela mar. Seifa zela paar v'zela markulis. Maybe ger toishav can't be mevatel avodah zarah. What the brayso means is something completely different. Let's say you have two goyim and they're both oived markulis. They each have their own markulis. So the halacha is a goy can be mevatel his markulis and his friend's markulis. The next part of bein oivda, bein she'en oivda, is l'rabbis. Let's say you have a goy who worships paar. And he has a friend that worships Markulis. So, being that he doesn't worship Markulis, it's his friend that worships Markulis. Maybe he doesn't have a koich to mevatel Markulis. That's the chiddush of bein oivda bein she'ein oivda, but it's not talking about a ger toishav. Thus, there is no shma mina that a ger toishav is mevatel avodah zarah. Freik de gemara, meisve from a brisa that we're just going to go through quickly, and we'll pick up this brisa tomorrow. The brisa says, and this is an absolute classic, is that a ger toishav? What's the definition of a ger toishav? Kol shekibel olav bifnei gimel chaverim. Any person that was mekabel in front of three talmidei chachamim shelo lavod avodus kechavim. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir says the definition of a ger toishav is a guy who makes a kabbalah in front of a bezdin, in front of three chaverim, three talmidei chachamim, that he will not worship avodah zarah. Now, really, a guy is not supposed to worship avodah zarah anyways. It's one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach, but they do. And he made a kabbalah, he renewed his vows, so to speak, and he said, I will not worship avodah zarah. That is the definition of what a ger toishav is. Chachamim ma'imrim, no. Kol shekibel olu sheva mitzvah shekibel aleim b'nei nech. It's not enough that you're mekabel shloi labet avodah zarah. That's only one of the sheva mitzvah b'nei nech. You have to be mekabel all sheva mitzvah b'nei nech. Acherim ma'imrim, acherim have a very interesting definition. Elu loybo lechal ger toishav. None of the above is a ger toishav. Elu eiseu ger toishav. Zeh a ger oichel neveilois. That's a ger oichel neveilois. Shekibel olu lekayim kol mitzvah samuris b'teira. He took upon himself to be mekabel all the mitzvahs in the Torah, chutz mi issa nevelas, with the exception of nevelas. So he took upon himself 612 mitzvahs. The only mitzvah he says he's not going to keep is the issa nevelas. Okay. So we know there's something called a ger. You ask a man on the street, what's a ger? A ger is someone that was born to non-Jewish parents or non-Jewish mother, and he took upon himself to become a yid. That's the definition of gerus. He became, that's true. But that's only one type of ger. That's a ger tzedek. There's another type of ger. The other type of ger is what's called a ger toishav. What's a ger toishav? That's this price that we just learned. It's a big machlokes tanam, what the definition of a ger toishav is. A ger toishav is not a ger tzedek, because a ger tzedek is a full-fledged yid. A ger tzedek counts for a minyan. A ger tzedek is 100% a yid. You have to be even more sensitive to the ger tzedek than you have to be to an FFB. That's the way it is. The question is, what about a ger toishav? So according to Rav Meir, that's a guy who took upon himself, in front of a bezdin, shaloi lavid avodas chachamim. The chachamim say it's someone that renewed his vows with all sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. Acherim oimrim. Acherim is usually Rav Meir, right? You have Rav Meir and Acherim. Acherim oimrim that it's someone who took upon himself kol ha-Torah kula with the exception of nevelas. Why would nevela be different? And also, what's ger toishav? Should we think of it as a conversion? Ger tzedek is a conversion. It's a chalois gerus. Is there a chalois gerus for stutzachop when somebody becomes a ger toishav? So the yedua, the priskerov and sefer and his mechtovim. That's where we're going to get to tomorrow. But for now, with our vague understanding of what exactly a ger toishav is, says the Bryce, let me tell you a kitzur shulchan aruch that relates to a ger toishav. Number one, miyachad in etzlo yayin. You're allowed to be miyachid wine with him. Now, ordinarily, with a guy, you're not allowed to be miyachid wine, because you have to be concerned that maybe the guy is going to touch the wine, be meshach sheikh the wine, be menasech the wine with avay dezara. With a ger toishav, you don't have to worry about that. Why not? Because he's not an Ovid Avodazar. But you can't be mafkid wine by him. The reason you can't be mafkid wine by him is mafkid means it's going to be by him for a long time. Being that it's going to be by him for a long time, we're concerned that maybe his wine's going to go bad and he's going to swap his wine with your wine. Being that at the end of the day he's still an Eina Yehudi, his wine will be Stam Yenam. And if his wine is Stam Yenam, his wine is going to be Aser to the Yid. Therefore, you can be Miyachi, you can leave it by him for a short time, because there's no Chshash that he may swap it. The whole Chshash would be Maga, which is related to Nisuch. He's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, so you have nothing to worry about. But to be mafkid by him, that's already a problem. By the way, says the Braisa, a mafkidin is afilu be'ir sheruba Yisrael. Even if it's an ir sheruba Yisrael, still you can't be mafkid. And miyachdin etzle yayin afilu be'ir sheruba oiv de kechavim. Another halacha, sham lekiyenoi. His shemen is treated like yayin. Sham lekiyenoi, sol godaitach. Even a real any Yehudi shemen is not treated like yayin. Right? Yayin is a lot more chomer than shemen. We should be very comfortable with that by now. Shemen, bezin shel rebbe hitiru. Yayin is like the most chomer thing of all time. Elomai says, the Gemara, what it means is just the shemen, mikro havi yayin esach, elu yayin kishayim. He's just the opposite. His yayin is like shemen. Meaning, ordinarily, yayin is in fact much more chomer than shemen. But when it comes to a ger toishav, his yayin isn't as chomer. Meaning, it's not also about no. So the ger toishav's yayin is not in the Mishnah of Chof Tes Amid Beis, it's in the Mishnah of Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Lushar Kol Dover, as it relates to everything else, every other Irian halach, Hareu Koi V'Kechav. Shimon Amir, Shimon says, Yeinu Yayin Nesach, V'Amri Lo, some say, Mute B'Shti. Okay, Ketani, Mia, what we need for today is one line in this braisa. Lushar Kol Dvarav, Hareu Koi V'Kechav. As it relates to everything else, he's like a guy. L'may Hilchasa, it's coming the rabbi something. La'av de mavatla v'idus kechavim ke'oived kechavim. Doesn't mean he's treated like a goy l'shar kol mili, that he could even be mavatl avodah zarah. So what was the third shaila that time Iran were discussing? Ger toishav ma'o she'yavatl avodah kechavim. On the one hand, he's a goy. On the other hand, he's not an oived avodah zarah. Could he be mavatl l'chur? This price is a raya. When it says, hareyu ko'oived kechavim l'chol davar, or l'shar kol dvarav, it's coming to be marba something. Isn't it coming to be marba this? Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok, loy. It's not coming to be marba that. What is it coming to be marba? That already we'll see tomorrow. But before we conclude, exhale, just a little bit of rage. So the Gemara had mentioned the halacha of the ger va'oved keichavim sheyorshu avim, and the Gemara came out that even though from there at first glance the Mishnah seems to be violating the principle of roitz b'kiyum shel oved keichavim, says the Gemara, don't apply that to the sugyas of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, because Shani Yerushas Hager, Da Kilu Bar Rabbanon. Yerushas Hager is different because the Rabbanon were very makel by Yerushas Hager, Gzeira, Shema Yachzer LeKilkula. So, it's Mavur in this Gemara, that this, that a ger yarshins his father, is really only Midrabanan. The reason it's Midrabanan is because Gershon is Gayer, Kekotin Shenayladami, and the Churit seems very obvious. If Gershon is Gayer, Kekotin Shenayladami, that means there's no yachas between father and son. If there's no yachas, the Churit, at first glance, he should have no schos chaysha mishpat in order for him to be yarshin. Stating that, it's just important to be mindful of a toisvus and a sechtes yuvalmis daf samach bezam and alf. The context over there is a real festus sugya where the Gemara discusses a Yehudi, an oivik kechavim that has a family, and now he was megayer. He's a yid. He has to keep tariyak mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is pruruvu. He had children, but he had children before he was megayer. Does he have to have children again, or does he not have to have children again? It's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Hayut loybanim bi yosu oivik kechavim vinis gayer. Rabbi Yochanan says kayim piri verivya. Rish Lakish shama Rish Lakish says loy kayim piri verivya. He's not. Zok de Gemara, Rabbi Yechonam a kain peri verivya, because he had children. Reish Lakish am a like kain peri verivya. Gershin is Gayer, Kekotin Shanoi Lodami. Zok Taisviz. Afal gafdil inyan kamid varim. Amrin and Gershin is Gayer, Kekotin Shanoi Lodami. Don't walk away from this sugi and think that it's Reish Lakish that holds Gershin is Gayer, Kekotin Shanoi Lodami. As if to say that Rabbi Yechonam, who holds that the guy doesn't have to have children again, it's because he doesn't hold of Gershin is Gayer, Kekotin Shanoi Lodami. Avada he does. But Taisviz says, you don't always say Gershin is Gayer, Kekotin Shanoi Lodami. You do. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan's going to agree with that. Rabbi Yochanan's not arguing with the yisoid of Gershon Eskayer, Kekotin Shanoi Lodami. All Rabbi Yochanan's saying is that as it relates to the mitzvah Puruvu, he has a svara why you shouldn't say Gershon Eskayer, Kekotin Shanoi Lodami. So again, it's not so poshut that you always say Gershon Eskayer, Kekotin Shanoi Lodami. But what is poshut is that a ger doesn't yarshin his father midei raisa, and although here on our daf, it's not mefurish, but if you look it up in Kedushin Yudzayin and Mabez, that's another place where this Gemara is brought. Rashi over there says clearly that the reason the ger does not yarshin his father midday raisa is because gershin is gari kachan. Stating that shema yachzer lekakulay, the Chachamim said that midrabanan he is going to have a koyach to yarshin his father. So I thought it was kedai to speak out two very interesting tshuvas as it relates to this relationship between a ger tzedek and his father. One from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yeridei Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Lamed, and the other one from Rabbi Vadi Yosef in Yichad Vedas Chelek Vav Simen Samach. The Shaila that was asked to Rav Moshe was asked by a Rav in Syracuse, and the Shaila was as follows, that he has a congregant, she's a Giyoris, and because she was Megayer, she lost her relationship with her mother. She got a memo that her mother's really not well. She's lying on her deathbed, and she wants to go together with her children to be mevakeh chayla her mother. And the emes is that, you know, there's certain halachas and harchakas that a ger is supposed to have with his family. And the shayla that she asked her Rav was, is it okay for her to go visit her mother? The Rav wasn't sure, and the Rav sent the shayla to the Poisek Gadar, to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, the shayla wrote that he was thinking as follows, that even though, maybe at first glance, you can say that there's an issue, but I was thinking that just like the Gemara says in Kedushin Yudzayin, and really, it's also Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Dalet, that even though Midday writes, a ger is not supposed to yarshin his father or mother, but Shema Yachzer LeKukulei, the Chachamim said, the Midrash Rabbanon, the ger could yarshin. So I said, the shayla, I was thinking that if you're not going to let this woman go and visit her mother while she's lying on her deathbed, I'm afraid that she's going to be very, very disturbed by that, and it may cause her to work, go backwards in her aliyah, in her avodah. So perhaps the Shoyal argued to Rav Moshe, we can shtel to this Gemara right here of Shema Yachzer LeKukulei, that just like the Chachamim gave the Ger Yerusha, maybe we should permit this woman to go
and to be mevaka chayla her mother. So Ramesha said like this. As it relates to the tzushtel of Shema Yachzal Kukuloi, I don't know if we have a right to say that. Shema Yachzal Kukuloi, the Gemara said regarding Dine Mominis, and it could be when it comes to Dover Sheba Mamoin over there, we're very, very concerned. Being that this is not a Dover Sheba Mamoin, although it's a very emotional and it's something that's loaded with irrigation, but Shema Yachzal Kukuloi, the Chachamim said regarding Dvarim Shal Mamoin, I don't know if you can shtel that so. But Ramesha, in a beautiful tshuva, and every word in this tshuva is kedai to see inside, but just a few highlights that will speak out. Ramesha said, it's mutter anyways. Based on a Rambam, Menuchas Mamrim, Perikei Alochi Yud Aleph. Listen to Lomdus. The Rambam says as follows. Hager, also lekal al ofif. Hager is not allowed to be mekal his father, even though his father's a guy. Ula hakoisa, he can't hit him. Ula vizeo, he can't be mevazin. And the reason is, kedesh lo yoim rubo mikdusha chamura, when he was a guy, he respected his father. Now that he's a yid, because of Gershon Eskayer, now he's not going to respect his father. There's a fester up Kveg here we don't have time to get into. But says the Rambam, halacha psuka, a ger is not going to be Makala his father. He can't hit his father. He can't be Mavada's father. Then the Rambam says something very cryptic. V'noyeg bay miktsas kovet. Does he have to be mechabed? He can't be mevazen. He can't spit in his face. Okay. Does he have to be mechabed? Does he have to stand up when his father walks into the room? So the Rambam's not clear. The Rambam says, the noyeg boy makes his kavod. Abazok Ramosha. One thing the Rambam said very, very clearly, that a guy who is megayer, he has parents now that are in a Yehudim. He's not allowed to be mekalel his father. He's not allowed to embarrass his father. And he's not allowed to hit his father. So Ramosha Tainid, you have a woman who's lying on her deathbed. She has a daughter. She wants to see her daughter. If the daughter is not going to go now and visit her mother at this very, very crucial point in her life, you know what's going to happen? A few things. Number one, the mother's going to be embarrassed. Pasha, she's going to be embarrassed. My old daughter doesn't want to come visit me. She wants to see her grandchildren. The grandchildren don't want to come visit her. It's very, very embarrassing. Not just that. When somebody's sick, the place that he or she is in emotionally and psychologically could have a tremendous effect on the person's health. Ramosha wrote this in 1962. It's Pashut, said Ramosha, it could affect the person's well-being, that mind-body relationship. So says Ramosha, if you're now going to put her in a place of distress where it's going to start bothering her, she's going to be obsessing over the fact that her daughter doesn't want to come visit her and her grandchildren aren't going to come see her before she dies, you know what it's going to cause? It's going to cause potentially her machla to get worse. If that's the case, it comes out that indirectly her daughter's hitting her. So says Ramosha, it's a mefurish Rambam. We don't have to shtel to a Gemara with a questionable tushtel. Shema yachzal kukula. It's enough in a Rambam. A ger is not let it be makal, not let it be mavaza. He's not let it hit by this woman not going to visit her parents. All of the above are going to take place. Then Ramosha, he talks about the Rambam when he says, V'noyeh by mixas kovet. So he says, what does it mean mixas kovet? And what would be the makar that there should be a mixas kovet? L'chur, at first glance, you would argue that Gershon Iskaris could cut in Shanoel Dami. So if Gershon Iskaris could cut in Shanoel Dami, what's this issue over here of this inyan of being Noyeg Mitzvahs covered? So Ramosha says, to me it's very, very poshut. A yid has to have a Koros HaTov. Right? That's Pasha. You have to be a Makir Toif. You're not allowed to be a Kafui Toif. Right in the beginning of, it's one of the first lessons you learn when you start Sefer Bereishis. So Isha, Shen Osatoli, that Adam HaRishon was a Kafui Toif, Rashi says, a person has to be a Makir Toif. A person has to be careful not to be a Kafui Toif. So Ramosha says, forget about Hilchas Kibud Avim. Lom Mezogin, that in Lomdus, all the Lomdim came out in Beis Medrash, that when somebody's Megayer, his father's no longer his father. His mother's no longer his mother. I hear. Could be. I mean, yeah, Gershon is Gaia Kakanchanayodam. Taisha says, Lab Lachomidi. But there's definitely many, many halachas that are true because of that principle. Gershon is Gaia Kakanchanayodam. But at the end of the day, this child, this Ger Tzedek, were it not for his father, he wouldn't be here today. Were it not for his mother, he wouldn't be here today. And not just that, Ramosha says, now that this child became a Ger Tzedek, and he was Baalach, so he's Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, and he became a member of the tribe of Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelek Loilam Abba. Now he zicha has to be makir toif to his parents. Because if not for his parents, he'd never be a yid. His parents, I hear it's true. But on some level, he has to be makir toif. There's nothing to talk about. So Ramosha says, just because he was megayer, and just because in Lomdis, Gershon is gayer, kakotin shen noivodami, a heistish kain tata, and zi heistish kain mama, so what? That means that he doesn't have to be makir toif? He still has a chiv to be makir toif. So at the end of the day, he has a chiv to be makir toif. So why do you have to be mechabit? And it says Ramosha, maybe that's what the Rambam meant. V'noyig by mitzvahs kovet. If Aviv Vait, the COVID, is going to rear on Akaris HaToiv, you do it. If
do not be mechabed, there's going to be an expression of kafui toiv, then you have to make sure that you're mechabed. If not, you don't have to. Because kabed, that's for someone that in halacha is viewed as a father and a mother. And over here, gershin is gari kanchanoilodomi, takanat a father. It's takanat a mother. So from the rochi of gershin, there's no ish imayvav tiro, but at the same time, there is a general chiyuv of a karas atoiv that every yid has to have, and it doesn't matter if you're being makir toiv like Moshe Rabbeinu to the ish mitzri hitzilani, or if you're being makir toiv to the yar, which is why Moshe doesn't want to hit the nilos, or you're being makir toiv to your parents that today happen not to be your parents in halacha because they're not Jewish and you're Jewish. But at the end of the day, it doesn't take away the chiyuv of a karas atoiv. If it doesn't take away the chiyuv of a karas atoiv, so Moshe says mistama, that's what the Rambam meant when he spoke about the noiv by mitzvahs kavod. But the bottom line is, Rav Moshe said it's pashit that she should go and she mechabed her mother. It wasn't even a shaila. That's Rav Moshe held. The second tshuva, and that's from Rav Avadya Yosef in Yechav Das. The shaila that Rav Avadya is discussing is it okay for Ger Tzedek to daven for his father that's an Eini Yehudi that he should have a refuah shleima? So a similar setup to the shaila where there's a Ger who has a parent, the parent's not well, and the child wants to daven for his father or for his mother. Is it okay for him to daven, or is it not okay for him to daven? And the emphasis is that Rabbi Avadya Yosef tackles the shaila from two perspectives. The first perspective is the halach and shulchan aruch, halacha that we've discussed, going through the sugis and sechtes avodah zarah, and that is, oivdei avodah zarah, asur lahatzilam im natu lamos. You're not allowed to save an oivdei avodah zarah if he's dying. Ve'en l'rafoisam. You're not allowed to heal him. Va'afilu b'schar. Even if you're going to get paid. Unless there's an issue of eva. So it's a halacha psuk and shulchan aruch. It's a yeridei simen kuf nun ches siv cotton olive that you're not allowed to heal an oivet avi dezer. So Vadya says, at first glance, you may argue, if you're not allowed to be merape oivet avi dezer, then at the same time, you're not allowed to daven for an oivet avi dezer. Rav Vadya Yosef, however, says, the raid that we're very familiar with at this point, so garnished as a pashit. The oivdei kechavim today, the Eina Yehudim today, do they have a din of an Oved Avodah Zarah? Or do they not have a din of an Avodah Zarah? So the Yishma'elim, we know, don't have a din of Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam Shita, that the Muslims are not considered Oved Avodah Zarah because their Chevra are Nevi'e Sheker, but they don't even believe in Shittuf. So they're not Oved Avodah Zarah. And he brings from the Knesset HaGdolah, that's why the Rambam was a doctor in Mitzrayim, even though he was treating Muslims. How did the Rambam have a right to treat Muslims? And he says there was no Eva. So if there was no Eva, how was the Rambam allowed to do it? He said the Rambam was Shittasai, because the Rambam held Yishmael were not Oved Avodah Zarah. So if someone's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, it's definitely not an issue. So if the father's a Muslim, Rabbi Avadya Yosef said, this halacha zikr has no bearing. And even if he's a Noitri, even if he's a Christian, so really it comes down to the Shittas HaRamah, that the Ashkenazim certainly follow. The Ramah's Shita is that the Noitzrim were not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Aye, the Noit of Yehuda, but he brings the Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and his Marek Tziyah, Bechulus, it boils down to all that raid. But then he brings a tshuva from Rabbi Amram Bloom in his Shailah Tshuva, his Beisha Arim, who says he discussed the Shaila and he said it's Pashim. That even if you're going to tell me that a yid is not allowed to be merape, he can't heal a guy, but at the same time, to daven for him would be different. And he brought a few rayas. One raya he brought was from Avram Avinu, who davened for Avimelech, that Avimelech should have a refuah. He brought a rabbin from Elisha, who was Reifei Namon. So he wasn't a doctor, Elisha, daven. He did it because he had the koyach of nevuah, because he was tamped in. See, you see, Elisha saved Namon. So you see that tefillah is going to be different. Why would tefillah be different? So if Amram Bloom said, the reason tefillah is different is because you're not doing a biyadayim. And being that you're not doing a biyadayim, it's going to be okay. He says, l'chura, I have another raya, if that's the svara. You know what the raya is? Mordechai, Achashverosh, Bigson, and Seresh. Mordechai saved Achashverosh's life. He saved his life from Bigson and Seresh. First glance, yeah. Now, once you know the end of the story, you realize that he was saving Klal Yisrael. But in real time, there was no way to know what exactly was at stake, what was taking place. Yet Mordechai HaTzadik felt that it was okay for him to save Achashverosh. Shtelzach the Fraga. Why was he allowed to do that? This halacha, Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Asur Latzilam. So if it's Asur Latzilam, how was Mordechai allowed to do it? The Torah says it's Asur Latzilam B'Yadayim, said Rabbi Amram Bloom. But to go ahead and do it Shalei B'Yadayim, to go tell Esther or tell the king exactly what took place, that's something that's already okay. So being that to do it in that oifen with Shaloi B'Yadayim, that's alright. So based on that, tefillah shouldn't be different. So either way, so Rabbi Avadya Yosef says that even though to heal as a doctor, maybe if the father's a Noitzri, he's going to be totally in the Noit of Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov Emden, but davening, being that it's Shaloi B'Yadayim, it's poshut, it's going to be okay. And he says if it's okay, that it could be it's the proper thing to do. It could be it's the proper thing to do. Noyeg by Mixas Kovet, he doesn't bring the Lashon HaRambam. But there is an idea of Noyeg by Mixas Kovet, so you see that on some level, there is an element of Hakaras HaTayv. And if there's an element of Hakaras HaTayv, it's okay. And from there, he segues into, should a ger say Kaddish after his father? So he says he has no chiyuv to say Kaddish. Definitely is not obligated to, because it's not his father. Because Gerushin is character kan shenoy l'dami. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with saying Kaddish. Because just like you could daven for a guy, you could say Kaddish for a guy as well. Very interesting. And he brings rayas that Kaddish isn't dafka's son for a father, or bar mishpacha. In the olden days, people would hire people. Even today, people do that if someone doesn't have children. So there is an idea of saying Kaddish, even if there's no she'er b'sari, even if there's no relationship. And he brings Tosfos in Yevamah Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph that we started with, that even though Gershon is carrying Kanchan Eilu Domi Bilkin in some Dvarim, we don't say that. So you see, there is some Zika, that's his Lashon. There is some Zika. There's some connection between father and son. So it's Poshit, says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, that this son doesn't have to daven for his father, but it's definitely a nice thing to do. He doesn't have to say Kaddish. If he wants to, he can. I'll just read to you his Sikkum, right? The end of Yechav Adas. There's always a Sikkum. I think, by the way, the Sefer Yechav Adas came from Rabbi Avadya's radio show, right? He used to have a radio program. It was a live program. People would call in. They would ask him shailas. And this was mamish alatar yabi oimer with the tshuvas that he sat down and wrote. And then afterwards, they were transcribed. And he himself, I think, wrote the Yechav Adas. But this comes from the radio show. Regardless, says Rabbi Avadya Yosef, I think so, Sikum ger tzedek rashoy lehispalo lerufuas oviv hanochri b'chol. He's a letter daven for his father that's sick. V'gam rashoy loymer olav kaddish l'acha p'tirosei li'ilu l'shmosei v'hu adin le'em ha-ger tzedek.